Before heading to London, our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley spent years reporting from Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation. And not long after arriving in the British capital, she was welcomed into London's largest mosque during Friday prayers. The Batul Fatah Mosque can accommodate 13,000 worshippers. Sam spoke to Imam Mansour Ahmad Clark, a British convert to Islam, about the difficulties faced by London's large Muslim community since the string of Islamic State-inspired terrorist attacks in 2017.
The atrocities that have happened, although we condemn them as being callous and barbaric, it helps in one specific way, and that is that it opens up a form of dialogue between the rest of the public and Muslims. And the reason why that is because people want to learn about Islam. People and humans intrinsically are scared of that which they don't know. They're scared of the dark. They don't know what's in the dark. That's why we're scared of it. And in fact, when people come, these kind of things happen, callous and barbaric as they are, and condemned in the most strongest terms possible, people come to the mosque and they come to meet people like myself as an imam and ask questions about Islam. Along with that, though, of course, there is an element of divide within society. I think it's important at that time to try and break down stereotypes. So, for example, outwardly dressing very visibly like a Muslim, but myself being British and born in Birmingham, of all places. So for me, it's a very special time for me to go out and break down those stereotypes and make sure that people know that Muslims, quite literally in Arabic, are those people that spread peace. A Muslim terrorist is an oxymoron because it means a peaceful terrorist. So it's a very important time, and it's a time for Muslims to reach out and make sure that they are giving the message of peace to the rest of the world.
You told me before the story about when you get on a train and people sort of, you know, you notice the change.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just recount that for me, because I found that very interesting.
Background-wise, my father is from a Caucasian background. My father is Caucasian. He was born here in Kingston in London. And my mother is Pakistani, so again, brown by complexion. So myself being a mix of both backgrounds, although I have the Asian background, but I also have the English background as well. So using that to my advantage, when I go on public transport, for example, more often than not, I will wear I'll dress very visibly as a Muslim with my Muslim hat, the topi as it's called, or wearing the shalwar kameez, which is a traditional dress. And it's interesting because when you step on public transport, everyone judges everyone immediately, right? So when I come on dressed like this, you can see people's visible reactions. They're okay, we're aware, acutely aware of the fact that this person who is very different to us has stepped onto the train or the bus. But then what I'll try to do in that situation, I'm not the only person, all of us do this, is that to try and better and to break those stereotypes. If, say, for example, a woman who may be pregnant comes on, or an elderly gentleman might come on, but to stand up and offer your seat to them, or to very audibly use your pleases and your thank yous. And suddenly you can see this kind of, this imbalance in perception, because they think this person is, they're othering them by identity, and then suddenly they're doing something which is very quintessentially British. And then you can see them trying to bring those two things together. And just within that 4 or 5 minutes, you've broken down stereotypes, and you see people smiling at you, more so than if you were to be an absolutely normal person that doesn't stand out. So I think that's kind of an example of the kind of approach that we need to have.
As an imam, I mean, what are the worst examples of sort of hate, or some examples of how people have been treated in the last little while in London or in Britain, that people have come to you and said, this is what happened to me the other day, or, you know, just give me an example of that sort of thing.
So I guess the thing is, I personally think that although people are undergoing certain types of persecution is a very strong word, but discrimination for being Muslim or being outwardly Muslim, I think the brunt of it often is borne by outwardly dressing Muslims. And of course, in that, Muslim women often bear a brunt of it as well. And I think it's a kudos to the fact that how strong some of these people are in terms of facing that kind of thing. I know examples, not to mention any specific ones, but of course there are some people that have come and they've been verbally abused. Or we all know in the media reports about the poor girl who was kicked down the stairs of the tube, or women having their hijab pulled off them, or, you know, men being... It's interesting, I was at a supermarket a few months ago, and I was told to go back home. And I was thinking, do you mean Birmingham, or do you mean anywhere else? Because I was born in this country. Mm-hmm. So I think it's... The key is that people like to cause a rift. Some people like to cause a rift. and that will cause a polarization between two different types of people. But it takes a very strong strength of character to be able to overcome that, turn it into something comical, turn it into something which you can then turn into something good, or a route to create knowledge in society. And I think that's very, very important.
What can be done, I guess, to bridge that divide, to, as you say, to get people not to be scared, or, you know, when a Muslim gets on a train or something, I mean, what can be done to stop that?
I think rather going out into the wider community, telling people that Islam means peace, and we're here in these large, this is the largest mosque of the UK. We are here to spread peace, and this is a communal hub for the rest of the community to come together, to understand each other, and to spread peace in the rest of society and the rest of humanity as well.
Imam Mansour Ahmad Clark speaking there to Samantha Hawley in London.